I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump in 2016, weighed in on the impeachment inquiry he's facing with a look back before Trump arrived in Washington.
I think it is fair to say we have known who Donald Trump is for some time now. We knew he was a corrupt businessman who cheated people. We knew that his campaign invited foreign adversaries to tamper with our elections. And now we know that in the course of his duties as our president, he's endangered us all by putting his personal and political interests ahead of the interests of the American people.
Clinton was speaking at an event here in Washington marking the 50th anniversary of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, a leading abortion rights advocacy group. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi early in the evening said that a whistleblower's complaint at the center of Congress impeachment inquiry showed that Trump was engaged in a cover-up. The complaint alleges that the president abused the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in next year's U.S. election. The complaint says the White House tried to lock down the information to cover it up, in part by moving it to a different computer server. President Trump has denied doing anything wrong. Afghanistan is bracing for possible violence ahead of Saturday's presidential election amid an effectively stalemated war and postponed U.S. peace talks with the Taliban. The insurgents are threatening to attack polling stations and some political candidates. Concerned about potential fraud or threatening violence if elections are not considered fair and transparent. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The National Transportation Safety Board is issuing several recommendations as part of investigations into two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jets in Indonesia and Ethiopia. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
One recommendation is that Boeing should consider how confusion in the cockpit can slow down response by pilots when there is some kind of problem. The suggestion is Boeing underestimates response time to diagnose and react because of multiple alarms going off, competing for attention. MAX planes crashed in Indonesia and Ethiopia in the past year, killing 348 people. It will be up to investigators there to determine what caused the accidents. Preliminary reports point to an anti-stall system that kicked in based on faulty sensor readings, pushing the noses of the planes down. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Republican-led U.S. Senate has confirmed lawyer Eugene Scalia as Labor Secretary. The AP's Mike Gracia has more on that story.
Voting along party lines, the Republican-led Senate confirmed Attorney Eugene Scalia, a son of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, as President Donald Trump's new Labor Secretary. The vote was 53-44. The 56-year-old Scalia spent most of his career as a partner in the Washington office of the Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher firm, representing business interests challenging labor and financial regulations. Scalia also served for a year as the Labor Department's top lawyer during the George W. Bush administration. The AFL-CIO opposed Scalia, calling him a union-busting lawyer. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Federal health officials say vaping-related lung illnesses are on the rise across the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Federal health officials say at least 13 people have now died from vaping-related lung illnesses across the United States. There's been a 52% increase in the number of lung illnesses linked to vaping reported this week, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. There are 805 cases with at least 13 deaths. Researchers say that most patients said they had vaped products containing THC, the ingredient that produces a high in marijuana. But some patients said they vaped only nicotine. Health officials are advising people to stay away from e-cigarettes and all vaping products until they can figure out what's causing these life-threatening lung illnesses. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Saudi Arabia, for the first time, is opening up to the international tourism. The historic move is widely seen as a way for the Middle Eastern country to lessen its dependence on revenue from oil. Friday, the kingdom will announce the 49 countries whose residents will be eligible for visas to Saudi Arabia. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Voice. voice of America. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.